Every year, the federal government puts out a report called Volunteering and Civic Life in America, a snapshot of the whole country and each of the states on volunteer and charity efforts. Our states showed up pretty far apart on the list. California ranked 35th for the percentage of the population that performs volunteer work. Oregon ranked number 11, with a bigger chunk of the population doing volunteer work. And then there's a breakdown by age groups. In Oregon, the so-called millennial generation is pitching in. To understand these numbers and volunteerism in Oregon a little better, we have asked to join us Kathleen Joy, who's the executive director of the group Our Oregon Volunteers. Kathleen, tell us, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Jeffrey.
Tell us a bit about your organization. What is Oregon Volunteers all about, as if the name didn't apply enough?
Right. Oregon Volunteers is actually the State Commission on Volunteerism and Service. We have been around since 1994, and we're started because it's not a very glamorous start. Every state needed to have a commission of citizens who could make decisions about federal money to fund AmeriCorps. So there were lots of states that had a state office on volunteerism already, something that Governor Attia started trying to do in Oregon in 1981, but did not succeed at. And this program ran right into that. For us, it was the start of a brand new adventure for bringing people together, not only to make sure that AmeriCorps resources were spread across the state, but to try to bring some structure and extra support to efforts going on by nonprofits, local governments, anybody, faith-based organizations that utilize volunteers as part of their structure.
Something of a clearinghouse or a place to connect organizations and volunteers?
We would love to get to that point. We are not there yet, although on our website, OregonVolunteers.org, you can find links to where there are local volunteer opportunity postings. We don't have enough of those in Oregon. We're primarily a capacity-building organization, so we've come down and done training in Southern Oregon on getting ready to manage disaster volunteers, on volunteer management for new volunteer managers or people who fall into that role in their organization that don't have any training.
So assistance to organizations that use volunteers, certainly, but it sounds like we're still a ways away from being able to connect the dots of the need and the supply of volunteers.
Unfortunately, statewide, that's something that's on my Christmas wish list, Jeffrey.
Okay, fair enough. I can't imagine it surprises you very much, though, to find that it's, 34.5% or somewhere in the range of 35% of Oregonians volunteer.
Not at all. You know, it's the interesting thing, and I'm glad I grew up in the Illinois Valley, so I am a Jefferson resident in my heart at all times. The California pulling in, I used to try to look at the West and see if we were part of a West contingent, but the California numbers, by virtue of the size of their population, and the Nevada numbers, of course, kind of pull us down ranking that looks at the West. But when you look at the Northwest, Oregon and Washington are always very clear. And I think it's because it's just been such a part of our culture. We actually weaseled our way into the top 10 last year and slipped one ranking this year down to number 11. But Governor Kitzhaber said at the time, you know, that volunteerism really is the fabric of this state and has been since before pioneers came, because our first citizens had a strong culture of community support and supporting each other, whether or not they did it through a nonprofit organization or they did it through their community, which is in fact the way most people volunteer. There has been always in this country, and particularly in the West, this sense of self-determination combined with the recognition that in order to be self-determined, we have a certain need to connect with others in making that happen.
I want to be fair to both our states and give the correct numbers here. It's actually 34.1% of the Oregon population volunteers, and in California, 25.1%. That's actually quite a disparity. That's the one that number puts California far behind Oregon, down at number 35, where Oregon's at number 11. And how do you account for that?
Well, it's a couple things. And my first adult career was being the director of the Red Cross in Las Vegas, which runs down at number 49 out of 51.
Okay, that's where you got the Nevada experience that we were just touting.
Right. Both of those states have high population turnover, And that makes for less of a sense of community. I think that if you were to pull out the numbers in California, you would find that Northern California numbers look much different than Southern California numbers, because there is more community. In many of your your listener counties, as you know, they look much more like Oregon than they do like Los Angeles. And there would be a stronger sense of that, what I jokingly refer to as that Camp Pottawatomie spirit, that we're all in this together spirit, that I think makes up the Northwest and Northern California.
Let me give you another chance to clear your throat here. Kathleen Joy is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the executive director of the group Oregon Volunteers, and we're talking about volunteerism, particularly as it relates to Oregon. We're going to get into this discussion of millennials and the fact that they are volunteering at a pretty high rate compared to the rest of the country. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your stories about volunteering and places in which you might like to see some volunteers at work. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Just for the purposes of this report, what counts as volunteering? Because I see that there's about 50 hours or so, it looks like, volunteer time that people put in, like 50 volunteer hours per resident. In the state of Oregon, California is about 32 hours per resident. What counts as volunteer time, though?
It's very interesting. If you're a data geek and you'd like to know more about this, you can go to volunteeringinamerica.gov and actually get into a lot of information, including all the questions that they ask. In the beginning, in 2002, when they started this, they only asked about formal volunteering. Well, you know, even for my mom, who's in Central Oregon now, her church work, she doesn't really call that formal volunteering.
But it counts.
The formal volunteering is with a real nonprofit. So they changed the question in 2003 and started asking, do you help your neighbors? Are you engaged at your neighborhood level, which many of us do without even thinking about it, something where you're reaching out beyond your own family or your own household to be helpful. Mm-hmm.
And I see that among the top five volunteer activities, and I have to admit I'm looking at California's page at the moment, but fundraise, number one, collect or distribute food is a big number two. A lot of people involved in that, it would appear.
And for Oregon, it's actually very interesting because fundraising is, we are well below the national average in fundraising.
Really, well below the national average?
Yes, which is great to me because it means we're doing other things. We excel at general labor, which means that we are much more likely to be out there and doing things. And one of the areas where we have always been, and I call the Applegate watershed one of my primary examples of this, we are always about 3 percentage points ahead of the national average in what they call professional and management volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part where we're on those committees. This is this part where we're doing the hard work of being either a board member or a local government committee member, where we're sitting down and trying to wrestle with problems. And we're at 18.5% this year, and the national average is only 15.2. So we really excel at that. In fundraising, we're about a point and a half below the national average, and fundraising is one of our lesser activities, actually.
I see that now. I have flipped over to the Oregon chart, and general labor is the top of Oregon's list.
Right.
That's 27.1%, the national average 19.8%. So people are really willing to put their bodies and their time into some efforts.
And don't you think a lot of that, well, because I'm supposed to be the expert, but I can't guess everything about the whole state. But I think a lot of it is really the beauty of our outdoors and the fact that we have a lot of organizations and self-motivating groups who are out doing things like building trail, like cleaning parks, like planting trees. I remember there used to be a program that ran out of Southern Oregon that took used Christmas trees after Christmas out of SOU and threw them into the bottom of lakes and rivers as replacement habitat for fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not the normal kind of general labor that's happening in Nebraska.
No, I was about to say, in a place like Chicago or something, I'm not going to see that kind of effort going on. But you may be right about that. So let's focus it now, Kathleen, on the news about volunteers among Oregon millennials. This is pretty interesting.
We have really shot up. We are like almost 9 points. Well, we are 9 points ahead of the national average. And a millennial is anybody born in 1982 and later. So that starts with age 16 and goes until age 32.
Okay.
Almost 33.
What's the cutoff, though? I thought it was like 2000 was the last year that the millennials were considered to be born. That generation is roughly 80 to 2000.
Well, this says 82 down to age 16 is what they say in their glossary on this one. And that's actually pretty accurate because they only count 16 and above when they do this census.
Okay, so until born until 97, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
So this is a group that I know there's a lot of service learning that's still happening at Southern Oregon University. I know there's a lot of activity that has always gone on, particularly in the greater Rogan and Illinois valleys and in the Grants Pass area, both counties and the counties in Northern California, I'm less sure about. But this idea that you infuse curriculum with information about service, and then you actually take the curriculum that you are using in your classroom, and this can start as early as first grade, and go out and actually apply it in a community.
It shouldn't be terribly surprising, then, should it, that millennials are this? I mean, because they have the energy and, in some cases, the time, I would think.
Yes. No, it's not surprising to me at all. This is a group that is much more engaged than people have been in the past, and I think it's a combination of things that I see even when I go out and visit folks for things like Martin Luther King Day, where we're doing service projects, families that are volunteering. That's a statistic they don't track that I wish they did. It's another thing for my Christmas wish list. This whole idea of people that are starting to bring their children and engage them in volunteer activities at an early age. So by the time you get into school, then it's almost natural that you already know something about going out in your community. The curriculums in today's education, which are trying to help children be ready to be in the world and outside the classroom, also help them move towards that. And in many school districts, we've got a requirement for graduation that you are either doing plain service hours without a curriculum attachment, or you're doing service as part of a special project in which you're writing a report and you have planned outcomes for the service that you do. So by the time kids are getting out of high school, they already have had more experience than certainly I did as a boomer, and probably more experience than most Gen Xers have had from an earlier age.
Sure, so that volunteering muscle is pretty well developed.
Yeah.
All right. Is it possible that millennials are volunteering as well because they're either un- or underemployed, particularly if you take it down to 16? We talked to the Employment Department just yesterday and talked about how few of the grocery jobs now go to the 14 to 18-year-old group that used to be a huge portion of that working
right,
cohort.
Because there are so many people that are older without a job. You know, it's been one of the interesting things about this. I think that in less urban areas, it's probably true that there is more volunteering going on. I think it just depends on the population of millennials. I know here in Portland, I have a niece who has a lot of friends who are unemployed, and she's been trying to cheerlead for volunteering with them. And she's unfortunately finding folks who've come here from other places where volunteering didn't get built into their spirit as a younger person, and they're not interested in going out to volunteer. Huh. I actually have this theory that we need Portlandia to do a special on community volunteering.
That might work. Have Portlandia get into that subject matter. Let's take a call here. About 2 minutes left. Pam and Dexter, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Kathleen Joy, the Executive Director of Oregon Volunteers.
Hi. Well, I've been volunteering a lot the last 20 years, and I just want to make a plug for it. I tell people, I was just at a solstice party last week, and was telling some people that just moved here, it's such a great way to meet people. If you're unemployed, you get references, you know, you look like you're still active. And if you're single, you meet people of really high quality that care. And if you get involved in something that you're interested in, that you care about, then you're meeting someone with similar interests. And also, it's very empowering, you know, when you feel like, you know, the world's crashing around you, if you start to get out there and make change in whatever way you can, it starts to build, and you really feel empowered, like you really can make a difference. And I can't say enough about being a volunteer. Just plug in and start the ball rolling, and it's like a whole new world unfolds for you, so...
Pam,
everybody out there that has extra time on your hands, go for it.
Great testament. Thanks for that, Pam.
Pam from Dexter, send me an email, kathleen@oregonvolunteers.org. I would love to talk to you more.
All right. And she pretty much laid the case out about as well as you would have, I think.
She's better.
So,
she's right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. I will say that folks, even though we don't have a system in Southern Oregon just to look for Southern Oregon or Northern, the folks in Northern California can go to californiavolunteers.gov and find a statewide listing of all the volunteer opportunities in California. That thing that's on my wish list, Jeffrey.
Oh, that's what you want for Oregon.
Yeah, that's what I want for Oregon. In the meantime, people can go to Volunteer Match, or they can come to our website, and we've got a few other places that people can link to.
Okay, give us your website again quickly.
OregonVolunteers.org.
OregonVolunteers.org and CaliforniaVolunteers.org. Okay, Kathleen Joy is Executive Director of Oregon Volunteers and a very enthusiastic supporter of volunteering. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and happy holidays.
And to you.
All right, take care. That'll do it for this hour of the Exchange. We will meet one of the appraisers from the Antiques Roadshow in hour number 2 coming up.